WFLA.
See traffic problems? Call the injury firm of Abrahamson and Uterwick Traffic Tip Line, Hillsboro, 866-545-9595.
From the Audubel Hearing Aid Studios, this is News Radio WFLA.
And a good morning. It's 8:41 on this Tuesday morning, or Wednesday Eve, as we like to call it. And we've got a very special guest who's joining us right now, and that's Pam Mumma, who is with Junior Achievement of Tampa Bay. And Pam, thank you for being on board here this morning. And first of all, tell us about Junior Achievement of Tampa Bay.
Well, good morning. I am very proud to be representing Junior Achievement here today. We are 100 years old this year, and Junior Achievement has been in the Tampa Bay area for probably over 50 years, where we are teaching economic education and financial literacy in grades K through 12. We also have two programs. We call it our capstone programs, where we have actually two facilities with a campus in North Tampa, where we have J.A. BizTown, which is for our fifth graders, where we teach them how to manage a city, to be an administrator, and then on the reverse side, to be a consumer. And within this village, they have various jobs, and they represent different companies all over the Tampa Bay area. And then the next facility is for the eighth graders, which is called J.A. Finance Park, where we actually teach these eighth graders to take on an assumed identity where they manage their money and learn how to budget and just become financially responsible students and grow up to be financially responsible adults.
Now, I want to congratulate you. You have been named and won the Junior Achievement National Centennial Leadership Award. What does that award mean to you?
Well, it's very special. I have been working with JA for 31 years, and to be honored by my peers on a national basis is it's very overwhelming. When I received the news several months ago, I really was overwhelmed, and I'm just very proud to be able to represent JA of Tampa Bay, and especially, you know, it's all about the relationships you have. It's about the students and the staff, the teachers, and I just have to commend all of our wonderful people who work for Junior Achievement. I don't think you see that many staff and employees stay with one organization for this many years. So it proves what a wonderful organization Tampa Bay is.
How can people get involved with the Junior Achievement?
Well, we have in our fifth grade program at J.A. BizTown, we have parents who volunteer for the day with their children, and we have business leaders from all over the community who go into the classrooms, who teach our programs, as well as do our virtual programs in the high school level. And, of course, we're always in a fundraising mode, so we can always use, our people's times and treasures from all over the Tampa Bay area.
And is there a website?
Tampa Bay, www.tampabay.org.
TampaBay.org, right?
J-A Tampa Bay.
Oh, J-A Tampa Bay.org.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Pam Mumma, thank you for joining us on AM Tampa Bay, and congratulations for being one of six national winners receiving that award.
Well, thank you so much.
It's 8:45 on AM Tampa Bay, and we go to the newsroom and Chris Trinkman.